One economic ninja here. I am going to go over a story that is so serious, is so vital that you understand why it is serious and how it is going to completely destroy our way of life in America. I'm also going to start by explaining why it's going to take some time to go through. But once you start to see the puzzle pieces together, it's going to make more sense. Our entire nation is led by interest rates. It is the backbone, where the interest rates are, that's the backbone of how strong or weak the economy is. When you raise rates on people that are used to lower rates, over a little bit of time, it gets harder and harder for them until it snaps their ability, breaks their ability to be able to do business as usual. Most investors, like very successful investors, understand that pivoting and being flexible is the key to building wealth. But the masses have no concept. They run headlong into trouble because they don't see all of the outside effects that are affecting their businesses, their livelihood. Ever since I've been warning about the BRICS nations for 3.5 years now, I've been telling you it's going to get worse and worse. We have watched countries around the world. Remember when Obama was president and there's videos of him going and talking to members of the UAE and he's shaking certain people's hands and then they would just snub him? He'd go to put his hand out and they wouldn't even shake his hand. So they had zero respect for him. Type one if you know what I'm talking about. And then type two if you remember leaders around the world saying, I will do business with our last president, the one before this one. They said, because we respect him, because he calls it like it is. He says what he's thinking. They could tell. While Americans were getting so offended, I'm talking about not the majority of Americans. I'm talking about all these not good thoughts are going through my head. These wimps, these weak-minded people that were so upset because he was hurting their feelings. The truth hurts. But leaders around the world, president of the Philippines, president of Russia, there was all these leaders around the world that were saying, we'll do business with him. We respect that guy. They would bring out the red carpet when he'd land in places, right? And now none of these leaders respect our current president, right? Type four if you don't respect our current presidency, our current White House administration. That's not just one person. It's the entire thing. We are watching countries walk away from dollar trade settlement so fast, it's even making my head spin, even though I expected this. And this is what I want to explain before I tell you this story, because I think it's very vital. Our country is built, has been in through this insane, prosperous time because our leaders at one point, through something called the Bretton Woods Agreement, made it known and built an agreement with Saudi Arabia that all oil would be sold in US dollars around the world, which forced countries around the world, every country had to go, if they needed oil from an oil producing country, they would have to go and buy our debt. We would issue them debt in the form of treasuries. They would buy those treasuries, bring them back to their country, and then they'd say, okay, and I need oil from Iran or Iraq or Russia or wherever. And they would buy them in US dollars. They would buy them here in America. They would buy it from us in US dollars. And what that did is allowed us to just export inflation around the world while we sat high on the hog, something bigger than the roaring 20s. Now, slowly but surely, a few countries built a plan against us to thwart us, and they're doing it right now. And this story is so vital, so important. I want you to understand that in the last year and a half, countries have stopped buying our treasuries and they're circumventing the US dollar trade system and they're doing business together. The BRICS right now equates to 40% of the world's GDP. And they are growing so fast, they're going to induct another handful of countries this next month. They are growing so fast and their membership status is building so big. And if you noticed, we're not going and attacking in these countries like we did with the four countries we attacked since the year 2000 when they went against us, like Libya Iraq, Syria. There was a handful of countries that went against us and we went and attacked them, right? We don't do that anymore. We have lost the dollar standard. It's over. It is going to be a fraction of what it once was. Now, I just need to be given the right words here. You have seen something this last year that is going to be the greatest education you could ever get, that no Harvard professor will ever teach you this. And I've been pointing it out this entire year. And that is, the Federal Reserve can raise rates and then they can lower them. But it doesn't matter what happens with that federal funds rate, the rate that, you know, banks borrow money for. If all of a sudden outside investors, whether it be Americans that are going to buy American debt, government debt, or other countries, if they don't want to loan the money at the current rate that the Fed's setting, they're going to demand higher rates by sitting back on the sidelines. We just saw a 30-year auction with the longest tail in history because the government couldn't close that auction that day. They were trying to raise more debt. Mind you, the government raised $1.1 trillion in debt in the third quarter alone, which shocked Wall Street. We are in the early throes of hyperinflation, right? And we're not talking about housing hyperinflation. We're talking about food and energy, the two things you can't live without right now, right? To go to live your life and go to your job and get paid, you need food and energy. And the point being is that we saw that 30-year bond auction completely detonate. And then we blamed a cyber attack. And China made sure to tell everyone that day. And I remember putting out a video and said, this is a big deal. China said, hey, just, you know, all of our bond purchases and sales closed. Like, they're clear. And then we're coming up with all these reasons why. It's always someone else. It's Russia. It's China's fault, right? It's because our empire is collapsing. And we're seeing, even Jerome Powell said it in September. He goes, you know, we really don't have to raise rates anymore. The market's doing it for us. And people thought, oh, that's really good. No, it's not. What it means is that because the government is an eternal debt machine, that you are going to see higher and higher rates. The Fed knows this. The other day, we had a seven-year bond auction, and it was ugly. And they're trying, Rick Santelli's trying his hardest to say, well, it wasn't the best. Like, they're trying their hardest to tell you everything's okay. It's just like Jim Cramer. I think the banks are a great purchase. He knew the banks were crashing. You should buy bank stocks right now. And he even said, I think it was Silicon Valley Bank. Let me know if down below, was I right? It was Silicon Valley Bank that he was pushing, what, 4 weeks before it collapsed, and shareholders lost everything. So here's the story, and I think it is so very vital that you share this video, because, and this is why I've been warning about a real estate crash for so long, and in my real estate course, and today is the last day. It has been on sale for 1 year. I wanted to make it available to the masses. If you don't have $200, you should never think about investing anyway. If you can't figure out to sell something and invest in yourself and put the hard work in to learn this stuff from somebody that's been through it for, what, 23 years now, then you definitely shouldn't be doing it. But I wanted to make it available to the masses. And in that course, I talk about why you want to buy real estate towards the extreme top of interest rates. Before they start coming down, that's when you want to start identifying deals. At high interest rates, you're finding people at their most desperate, not most fearful, most desperate to deal. So if you buy the property right, and I teach people how to buy the property right, not by putting 20 or 25% down. That's not an investor. That's a speculator. You're a wannabe. If you're not walking in with a bare minimum down, especially on an owner-occupied place, 3%, 5%, or even 0% down on a USDA, and you can't make that thing cash flow with a proper plan, you shouldn't be doing this. You do that at the peak, and then you go from mass desperation, max desperation on the mind of the seller, to max fear as rates drop and the buyers pull back. The rates are starting to drop, buyers have pulled back. We're in phase two of this. By next October, next fall, you're going to see phase three, and that gets really exciting. You're going to see all these foreclosures flood the market around June because of the Dodd-Frank Act, and you're going to see people crap their pants when they see how much inventory hits that market. And the question is, are you going to be ready to buy it, or are you going to let the banks and the hedge funds buy it? Because, and I'll talk about, if I can remember, I'll talk about this debt jubilee that's coming that has got so many people so screwed up in the minds, they have no concept of what reality is going to be. And your reality is not the reality. So here's the story. Russia and Iran officially ditched the US dollar for trade. This is out of oilprice.com. To give you some context, right now, Russia is one of the three largest crude oil producers in the world. This ain't a small country we're dealing with, right? Then we've got Iran. Iran was the fifth largest crude oil producer in OPEC in 2021. So you've got now Iran going, we're done with the dollar. You've got Saudi Arabia, we're done with the dollar. Russia, we're done. Three massive oil producers. Now, I want you to understand this. Our country sells most of its oil and gives it to other countries. Our government wants higher oil prices. Like, please understand this. Our last president wanted to pump our oil and sell it to us so it's cheaper, you know, like Venezuela does. You have no idea what's coming. When I talk about oil prices going up, it's not just me. It's the head of JP Morgan. It's the head of all these big banks. While the little people in America make fun of that. Fools. It is going to run oil up so high, it's insane. But again, that's not just me. I learned this from the smart people, the brilliant people in the world that know how the money system works. And I get mocked by those that have zero clue. So we have two of the largest oil producers on earth. Check this out. It says Russia and Iran have finalized an agreement to trade in their local currencies instead of the US dollar. Iran state media has reported both countries are subject to U.S. sanctions. Go eat it, oil price. You really think, do you really think at this point that Biden, dude, I can't even say his name. See, that's the thing. The algorithms are totally against you. They don't want this video going out. They don't want the truth going out. It's not shutting me up. I fear God more than, and I'm going to tell you what, a man that I know, a real man of God sent me this and said, God said to send you this story. See, God's trying to warn you. If you're not getting ready right now, if you're planning that vacation and you can't afford it, if you've got a credit card balance, think about this. If you have a credit card balance right now and you're going on a vacation, you are going to be the reason that your economy, your personal economy falls. End of story. We need men and women that are like lions standing up right now and taking the wealth back of the nation. We have a debtor nation. We have got a bunch of fake wannabes. You know, I got made fun of one day at the fire station because I walked in. I always buy tennis shoes from Big Five. They're like $20. And a guy was making fun of me, this college educated man that works the exact same job as me, makes the exact same amount of money. I can't even believe they gave me a diploma in high school. And it was a homeschool. Like, trust me, I didn't deserve it. I failed out of high school. But this guy's mocking me for my cheap shoes. He's never owned more than one piece of property. As a matter of fact, he got his property from his father. He bought it honorably, but my point being is that it makes it a little easier, right? Grease of the skids. You don't have to deal with a stranger. But point being is this, those are the mockers. He's mocking a man that's got $1 million sitting in the bank. And I'm not trying to be cocky. I'm just like, you know, I do pretty well for myself. I did get to millionaire when I was first starting here at the fire department, my first 3 years of being a firefighter. And it doesn't matter. And the point being is these people are fools. Now, I'm not being cocky. I'm just explaining the truth. Most millionaires, most successful people I know, they're uber wealthy. You can't tell. The only reason I tell you certain things is to be able to teach you and to wake people up and to watch eyes open. This is a big deal. There's an economic war right now, and all people care about is a stupid interest rate. Well, guess what? You ain't going to be seeing low interest rates for some time. You see, even if the Fed lowers rates to 3.5%, the Fed funds rate, mortgages are still going to be up there because banks are a little bit, we're stressed. We don't want to just lend to anybody. The economy is on shaky ground. This is exactly what happened in 2007. Banks were tightening their lending as the Fed was collapsing rates. They were just dropping down. Home sales were still not picking up. Buyers are going, wait a minute, there's more inventory hitting the ground. Sellers are getting nervous. We're seeing concessions everywhere. Rates are dropping. But still, people are, days on market are extending. This is why you see this thing. Do you want to be ready for it? Type 7 if you are preparing for the greatest collapse in our economy, in our country's history. Because pride has come before a fall. Now look, everybody here right now, type in 7. If you're not typing 7, you're looking at this. Look at this. That's your competition. I dare you to bet against them. Bet against them. You want to be a mocker? Mockers lie in their own folly, and it is a disgusting pit of putrid filth. Do you want to be a mocker, or do you want to be a winner? Winners prepare when others laugh and just they're idiots. Iran and Russia have made this deal. It says that banks and economic actors can now use infrastructures, including non-SWIFT interbanking systems, to deal in local currencies, Iran state's media has declared. Now, I told you about the system. It's called SIPS that China and Russia had built, and they really started perfecting it around 2015. It's cheaper and it's faster. Now, let me explain this. When they talk about oilprice.com, says right here, again, both countries are subject to U.S. sanctions. Are you high? They have already circumvented this moronic system of SWIFT. How many of you are sick and tired of spending $40 or $25 and then an incoming wire fee to send your money from one bank to another because you need it there fast? China and Russia already fixed that. It's cheaper and it's faster. You could use crypto and boom, it's there. I showed my wife the other day, I had to move some XRP. And I moved it from two wallets. And I went, send. And I'm just going to tell you, I sent over $100,000. I said, boom, bam, and it was there. Within 2 seconds. And she goes, well, yeah, but that's not the same as the bank. I'm like, do you want me to put, and I'm only going to put like $20 on the exchange and I'll sell it for dollars right now. And you could watch how fast your head will spin. She goes, no, you don't have to do that. I said, no, see, this is a whole new realm. The world has walked away from the dollar. Rates will go down a little bit and it's a lie. They are faking you out to get you to vote a specific way. They are lying about the numbers. I got all these, you watch all these YouTubers, they're real fancy. They don't like me at all. And they're just like, they're asking the most dumbest questions in the world because they have no concept. They're like, well, do you expect the U.S. to keep this prosperity because the GDP just blew up and I expect the GDP to keep growing? They have no freaking concept. The GDP of our nation went up and spiked in October because factories are being built. Not because there's employees and products to sell. It's because they're trying to build semiconductor factories and other factories alike to get them out of these other countries. Because like Germany, we have become way too dependent on China for semiconductors. Like Germany became way too dependent on Russia for oil. And look at how it worked out for them. So we're racing to build these factories. It's just factories. So all this money goes in and that part spikes, right? And then another part that spiked was defense spending. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but we're wasting a lot of money on proxy wars for evil people, evil people. And these are the people that are raping us through our taxes and through our all kinds of regulations on us. Now it says in the Bible to pay Caesar what is Caesar's and to pay God what is God's. And I have done that. But there is a point where it is too much. And this is what I want to tell you. I have not lied on my taxes. I search for legal tax loopholes. The IRS tax code is built in one specific way to keep our country prosperous. And most people don't understand it. Sure, they lied in the beginning and they said tax is only for the rich. And then they just redefined what rich was, right? They said, well, rich was, you know, $1 million. I'm just throwing out numbers. Then it was $500,000 a year. Now rich is 100,000. Now it's, you know, then it gets down to 10. Now it's, you know what? Everyone's rich. You're all rich. If you make any money, we're taking some, right? So we know that that was deceitful. But look at what the White House is doing right now. Oh, a recession's always been this. Two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. Well, you know what? Now it's this. Let's just change it. And they're doing it to you again. The IRS tax code is built in a way to encourage you to start businesses. Because as you start businesses, things that you would use in your normal everyday life become tax write-offs, right? And it's very important for you to understand this. That's why I started that side hustle course. It is invaluable. We need people to start businesses. We need them small. Think about the Industrial Revolution. Immigrants came over and landed on Ellis Island, and they would come in and they would check in, and most of them didn't speak English. And the person's there, you know, what's your name? They're like, God, I don't know how to talk to you. And then some of them would say, what do you do for a living? He's like, I'm a cook. And they're like, all right, your name's Mike Cook. Michael Cook, what are you? I'm a gardener. Okay, you're Bill Gardner. You're this. And that's how a lot of names actually originated way back when. Now, not a lot, like not the majority, but you get my point. Those people landed and they started barbershops. They started restaurants. They started things. And that led to one of the most prosperous times in our country's history. But now, in the last 50 years, our country's been prosperous because of debt. Because of debt, not because of men and women coming together, mom and pops, husbands and wives, the family unit coming together and starting something great. I believe right now, the people that are watching this, you're going to start to get inspired to start a side hustle of your own. You're going to start to get ready for this real estate crash because it's going to take a million of us. We need a million people to get ready for this crash because I don't want BlackRock getting bigger. Type 10 if you agree with that. I don't want BlackRock getting bigger. I don't want the government getting bigger. The government was supposed to stay small, but it's getting bloated. And right now it's the largest, world's largest employer. And the more desperate people get, the more insane it's going to get because they're going to make that government bigger. We need American men and women to stand up on their own, get out of debt, care less about what their neighbors think of them. I've been mocked and ridiculed most of my adult life for being cheap because I wouldn't spend money when others were. I would just sit down and say, let's have a beer or a water, a Coke, and let's just talk. Where people want to go spend money, I'm like, I'll just sit and talk. I want communion. I want to communicate. I want relationship, right? I've been mocked for the way I dress. And, you know, I've been mocked for what I've driven. Just recently, I bought some vehicles with the money that I've had in my bank account for over 15 years. I've told you the story about the Ferrari, all that stuff when I was younger. My point being is, are you going to be ready? Iran and oil, Russia are now off of the dollar standard for oil. This is big. And we're still going to, as prices go up, our oil companies in America are going to keep pumping oil out of our ground and selling it around the world at a higher price. You are in a lull right now because of seasonally adjusted prices. And because a lot of oil traders started pricing in a massive recession, and that's what brought down the oil price. But come this spring, as the Fed's lower rates, and it's going to head fake everyone. And they've done this three or four times now in the last, since 1972, where they spike rates up over a multi-year period. They drop them just a little bit. They bring it down like 20% off the highs. And then, and it's going to go. I've told you, I see 10% mortgages plus. You're going to see that. Do not be fooled by this market. There's no problem with buying a house. If you want to buy the course, it's the last day it's available, 80% off. If you want to buy a house and it cash flows with the minimum down and you're buying the home right, and I go over this in that course, but I just tell it to you for free. If you buy it right, then you're going to be good. But remember, there are going to be a lot of people losing their jobs in 2024 and 2025. We've already seen the wave start January of this year, this last year. And it's only picking up steam. We've already got five banks close their doors. And these are bigger banks. These are big, you know, banks. They're not massive, but they're not small. And all the warning signs are there. So what is your choice going to be? Are you going to succeed in 2024? Type 11, or are you going to just sit around, mock, and then quietly go into the shadows? I know people like that. I dealt with them in 2006 when I had sold all my homes, and they mocked and laughed while they were just bought another house. They're all broke and divorced now. Every single one of them. Hope you have a great day. I'm going to put the links down below to the course. It's last day available. You'll never see me talking about this again for $200 or $300 or $400 or $600 or even $1,000. I'm done. I'm moving on. The Economic Ninja.